This is the Voice of Sacramento. Real radio produced by real people.
Gonna have a conversation. Gonna have a conversation again. Talk about the State of the Union. Talk about the antitrust again. Every little thing you want for free just seems to disappear. Doesn't take a genius just to see. It's our instincts we can see. Gonna have a conversation, maybe have a revelation again. Talk about a code of silence, talk about an act of war again. Timmy tripping up a dinosaur, I'll just do what.
FM, KUBU, The Voice, and Rick Romatka, and conversation off of his brand new solo album, Trippin' Dinosaurs. And all the way from Los Angeles, I've got the man himself, Rick Romatka. Rick, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us on Twirl. I got to ask you, first of all, what does the name Trippin' Dinosaurs mean?
I wasn't prepared for that one. Well, it has a couple meanings. The first one is the obvious one. I thought it was really funny to visualize dinosaurs tripping on acid or whatever else they may be tripping on. And then also kind of like the changing of the old guard, tripping up the dinosaurs, you know, whether it be political or what have you, business-wise, whatever. Mm. It's tripping up the old way of doing things, and here comes the new way.
I like that a lot. That's a good, it's a really good analogy. A lot of great meaning to that. For those who don't know, Rick Romanka is the frontman of a longtime Twirl favorite band, Maple Mars. And, you know, I made a point of being there last summer at Adam Waltzmeyer's festival in Southern California, in Orange County. And I saw Maple Mars. And before the show, we were talking. And you told me your next album that you're working on is going to be heavy, heavy duty psychedelia. And you know what? You definitely delivered on that promise.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the stuff that I really loved as a kid growing up. And I never stopped loving this kind of music. I've always loved pop music, too, especially power pop. But I like to wear a lot of different hats. I like to change it up. I don't want to make the same album over and over again.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely not. And so why did you go solo instead of making another Maple Mars album this time around?
Funny you should ask that. Well, you know, originally this was going to be a Maple Mars album, and it probably wouldn't have been as psychedelic and as heavy, but it's you know, everybody in the band we all have separate lives, they all have businesses, some of the guys in the band, they all play in other bands as well. So, long story short, they're busy. It's much easier to find the time for myself to commit to doing and finishing a full-length album as opposed to trying to get four people to commit and do it. That's really difficult. And so not to say we're not going to record when we will, but it's going to take a lot longer.
Understood. Yeah, you were able to just go in as a one-man unit. Did you play everything on this album, all the instruments?
Yeah.
Wow. True solo effort. And you have a really good studio, I think, right? You can just get in anytime you want, right? This is like a no-brainer for you?
Yeah, it's adequate. I mean, I could do everything but drums here. So I usually do the drums at Steve Reffling's place over in Venice, California. Rob Campanelle is another guy whose studio I use for drums. And then I just bring the tracks back to my home studio and finish it up there.
Gotcha. I remember interviewing Richard X. Heyman last year, and he's, of course, a notable drummer. He does everything solo himself, too. But he told me that he records everything but drums at home. He rents a studio for that, basically because he lives in an apartment and he just can't get away with it there.
Yeah, I have a house, so it's a little easier. I can make more noise, but then, of course, I have the wife, you know, banging on the wall if I make too much noise. So unless I call her in to sing, and then all of a sudden she's not banging on the wall anymore.
Ah, there you go. Which brings me to another point, Ruby Free. We chatted with both you guys, you and Lisa, last year as Ruby Free, so you really do the 180 degree. You go from rock to, you know, country pop to psychedelia. How's Ruby Free going? How's the Ruby Free part of your brain going?
Well, actually, that's probably going to be that's the album on deck, I think, because even that'll get done probably before the next Maple Mars album. Although I want to start working with those guys on something because we are playing more often now, and we're actually going to do a mini tour in the spring. But the Ruby Free, I'm definitely planning on doing another record with my wife, and I want to feature her more on lead vocals, just because I think she's got a great voice, and I want to write more in the style that she will be happy with as well, because she's got a big country style in her. You know, she really tends to lean towards country. She likes pop. I've turned around to quite a bit of the pop that you and I like, which some she likes, some of it she doesn't care for, to be honest with you. So it really comes down to finding stuff that she wants to record as well.
That makes sense. And she is a really good singer. I think she took the lead just as a Tiny Stars. That's the one song she took lead on. And I would love to hear her voice again. She's a great singer. Tell her I said so. Just encourage her.
I will. I will do that for sure.
Absolutely. So you do these great mood swings, and then you did this album here, Trippin' Dinosaurs. What was the production process like? I mean, did it take a long time, or did you get it all done like in, you know, weeks, days, hours?
It was several months, but the process was, I just sort of had these song sketches and I had these I basically worked on drums all last summer. Just practiced these songs, mainly the songs that I had going on in my head and the beats per minute, and then I basically went into a studio, recorded just the drum tracks playing to a metronome, and just doing the fills and everything sort of in my head, you know, running the songs down, basically without any scratch, just laying down these drum tracks, and then bringing them home and just building on them. Just a lot of it was improv as I was building the drum tracks and the bass. Then the guitar was like a foundation, building a house. I just started at the very bottom and just worked my way up. So some of the songs were a little further along than others. Some I already had lyrics for. Some I didn't. Some I didn't even have a solid melody for yet. But just I had the chord structures. So,
and you then, know, and there's some serious layering in some of these songs. I mean, we'll talk about the final track a little bit later. But you know, these songs are so well produced. I just find it amazing that you did do this in one small studio.
Well, yeah. The good thing about working in the same studio over and over and finishing projects is you get to know what your capabilities are and what the capability of the studio you're working in is. And so the more projects I do in my home studio, I just sort of know how it'll translate, you know, to the outside world. I know the capability of my speakers and the equipment, and I'm always trying to upgrade my speakers as well and my equipment and my mic pre's and whatever I'm using. I'm always trying to, you know, on the next one, I'm trying to buy more stuff. So basically I just end up spending a bunch of money is what it comes down to.
Gotcha. So people, you know, remember, if you buy a Maple Mars album, you are supporting the habit.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And you know, every time, I start a new project, I know I'm going to be spending more money on some extra piece of gear, but it's all worth it because, you know, in the long run, you know, I have a better studio, and each time I think the result is a little bit better production.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Let's shift gears and talk about songwriting. What inspires the songwriting specifically on this album?
Well, I mean, a lot of it was, you know, I'll be honest with you. There's been a little bit of a resurgence of psychedelic music. Bands like Tame Impala are very, very impressive to me. I think that's a very talented band. And when I first heard them, I was just like, God, you know, here's this kid, you know, writing this stuff and performing this stuff that I grew up on, you know. And it's like, hey, wait a second, I heard that stuff first.
There you go.
And the thing is, I've always been a huge Pink Floyd fan, and you know, I've never really tapped so much into that. Maple Mars has always been sort of a psychedelic pop band, power pop, but I don't know, I just wanted to sort of push that envelope a little bit, you know, when I was in high school, I was in several pretty hard rock bands as well, so, you know, the fusion of sort of where I came from and some of the albums that influenced me when I was a kid sort of was what I wanted to bring forth in this new one.
Makes a lot of sense, too, because it's not straight-up psychedelia. You know, it's definitely a new direction, which I like. I'm speaking with Rick Remodka of Maple Mars, Ruby Free, and now of his solo work, Trip and Dinosaurs is the name of the new album. Why don't we take a quick break and listen to one of the songs off of Trip and Dinosaurs. Rick, what song do you want to hear right now?
You can play number 2, which is It's All in Your Head.
Okay, here we go. Here's Rick Remodka, and It's All in Your Head on Twirl Radio.
At the Hollywood nightclub, with your electric cigarette, you were blowing in the spotlight. Now your panties on the internet. So you're playing down a Monaco. You fell into the hijinks. Here comes another meltdown. It's featured on your dick show.
Once in the machine, even Even your breath is never really your own. If you believe all you pursue, it's all in your head.
Solo work by Rick Remodka. The song was called It's All in Your Head off the Trippin' Dinosaurs album. Rick Remodka is my guest today on Swirl Radio. Rick, you were telling me that you had a pretty special gig recently.
My band Maple Mars, actually, we're lucky enough to open for the Lemonheads and the Psychedelic Furs, which Whoa. Was a really fun show. Super, super fun.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I love the Psychedelic Furs from the 80s. My favorite era of music is probably the 90s, the alternative stuff, probably right before Nirvana. So you really hit my sweet spot with the Lemonheads, you know, and Evan Dando and company. And then, of course, I am a huge Maple Mars fan. So how many people did you have at that gig? It sounds like a pretty high-profile gig.
Well, we went on at 8 o'clock. There was probably 500 or 600 people in the place when we played. And then wow. I think that venue holds something like 1,200 people, and it was Well, I know it was sold out, but it was literally overbooked, I think, because there were people standing on top of people. It was crazy for the Psychedelic Furs, and deservedly so. They were actually absolutely amazing, I thought.
That's fantastic. Now, folks, I have seen Maple Mars twice now, and they're in that rare category of bands that you just don't want to follow. So I feel bad for the Lemonheads and the Psychedelic Furs, seriously. I mean, you guys are like, after you see Maple Mars set, you're just like, your hair's blown back, and you just have to... You have to take a minute and breathe and collect yourself. I hope there was at least some time between you and the next bands.
Well, you know what's so funny is I was exactly what you just said. That's what I was thinking when we were taking the stage. I was like, okay, we can't suck. So I figured, okay, musically we may suck, but we're going to put on a show regardless. So I felt we put on a pretty good show, and I think we played pretty well. But I appreciate you saying that. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I seriously have in the back of my mind when I go to a show, this is probably kind of mean, but I always think, okay, who won the night? And so who won the show? And I know it's not necessarily supposed to be competitive, but the two times I've seen you, it was like, okay, Maple Mars won.
Well, I would say the Psychedelic Furs won the show. Richard Butler was like Peter O'Toole up there. He was, he's like this flamboyant kind of actor. And, It was cool. It was just really cool to see because, you know, honestly, I was never a huge fan back in the day when they were popular. But I have an amazing amount of respect for that band. I mean, they've been around since the late 70s, you know, and they're still doing it. So any band that's been around that long, I give them credit.
Yeah, there's some history, and of course, they really carry the other bands along too. I mean, now a bunch of people got to see Maple Mars for the first time.
Yeah, it was really good exposure. We sold some CDs. We made some new fans, so it was great.
That's great. Now, have you guys got any other gigs coming up in the near future?
We're actually planning a Southwestern tour for probably around April, May. We've never played in Arizona and New Mexico and places like that, possibly Colorado. We were going to go back east where I'm from, But the guys want to go west, so we're going west, young man.
That should be fun. Arizona, New Mexico, get ready for Maple Mars. That's going to be really, really cool. Do you think you'll be playing at the Orange County Fair at some point later in the summer?
That's a possibility. If Adam is involved, I would think we would be.
Awesome, awesome. Definitely want to catch you guys again. Hopefully you can make it up to Northern California one of these days. That would be just amazing.
Well, you know, we used to play San Francisco quite a bit. But and you know what? We're really over. Should come up. You know, we've been all the way up to Portland and back. So we've done the whole West Coast, but it's been quite a while. Like I said, it's that thing where all the other guys are in other bands and everybody's got their businesses going, and it's, you know, it's like one of those situations where, you know, we try to get together and have that magical moment, but it's hard to sustain it.
Yeah, you're all working guys. You have to coordinate vacation schedules, time off, and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if we can make the money that we all make with our other businesses, we would be doing it full time. It's really a question of paying the bills.
Yeah, so I always appreciate when a band can come to my town from far away, because I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, they're making an effort and putting out cash out of their own pockets to get here. So that's always, it is a big deal. If you can get anywhere farther than just the driving radius that you can hit on a weekend, if that makes sense, then, you know, more power to you. That's just, that's above and beyond what most bands can afford.
Yeah, well, I've always said, to me, playing music is a privilege. It's, you know, there's people that live the life and they live hand to mouth and they sleep on couches. I mean, that's fantastic if you could do that. If you can grow old and continue to do that, live that lifestyle and be okay with it, more power to you.
Absolutely. I'm here with Rick Romodka of Maple Mars, and of course he put out a wonderful solo album this summer called Trippin' Dinosaurs. Actually, it was this fall. I can't believe we're almost at the end of fall. Rick, where can my listeners find out more about your music? You solo, Maple Mars, Ruby Free, everything.
Basically, well, you can go to the maplemars.com is one place. You can also go to CD Baby, and you can look up Trippin' Dinosaurs at the, and Trippin' is with no G, and apostrophe, Trippin'. Yeah, exactly. And you can also hit me up on Facebook. I'm always promoting there as well. But I had a proper Ruby Free website. I sort of haven't maintained that. But the Maple Mars site's always there, and I always try to, you know, drop everything that I'm doing in that site as well. Also my Facebook page, Rick Romodka.
Very good. Rick, it's been such a pleasure chatting with you. I really appreciate it. Can we play one more song off the album before we go?
Sure.
Okay, what song should we do? You call it, man.
Let me see. How about Dreams of a Hippie Summer?
Sounds good. Rick Romalka and Dreams of a Hippie Summer. Rick, stay on the line for a minute. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, here's Dreams of a Hippie Summer.
Carnivals and such, just playing in the sunshine.
you have something to say? Say it here. Your community voice. The Voice of Sacramento.